Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. What's up, Detroit and all our global listeners? This is the Poetic Energy Network Station, and this is our hour of the Erotic Central Sheets open mic segment hosted by Miss Strong Island herself. We are waiting for her to arrive in the building. So as for now, we're just going to get the party started here and bring in some great music and some awesome tracks from various artists across the globe. And I'm going to get it started with Mr. Barry White with I've Got So Much to Give.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Or nothing's gonna go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. Every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. I don't want you to feel that you have to go through these changes, baby. No way. I know that our love is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Trust me.
And I
girl, you got everything right here, right here. No one could offer you more than the love I have for you in store. It's here, all here. And my, oh my, honey, can't you see that I've got so much to give to you, my dear. It's gonna take a lifetime. Believe me, baby. We found a certain thing, a certain feeling. Unless two people express themselves as they feel, let your love flow inside of you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Erotic Central Seats open mic segment hosted by Miss Strong Island, who I see now has arrived in the building. So we are definitely going to connect her in and let her do what she does here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Hey, Miss Strong Island.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hello, Detroit and our global listeners. Hello, Miss Poetic-y. How are you?
I'm great, sister.
Oh, that's good, that's good, that's good. Well, I know, you know, we are already 7 minutes after the hour, so let's not even waste any time tonight. Let's just get this thing started, and I guess I'm going to start it out.
All right.
All right, I'm going to do a piece that I wrote called Honey, and the piece goes like this. Honey, I love the way you smell, especially when you wear that special cologne. The scent gets into my nose. It makes my soul feel like I have gold. Your hands, when they massage my back, feels like I should attack. Wanting you to spread me out, wanting you to make me shout. Write your name inside out. Tattoo your face below my waist. Baby, it's so hard to escape. These thoughts, these wants, those I just gotta have you days, just to be told, sorry, sugar, not today. We will have to play another day. Faces showing upside down frown, just because we can't get down. Come give me what you got. Just let me get on top. Stop playing so hard, because you sure are not. Easy and so delicious, chocolate-covered Hershey kisses. I truly do miss it. Okay, okay, you got me. With that last kiss, those succulent lips that caress this clit send tingles and make me jingle, and that is my teeth.
All right, Miss Strong Island.
Thank you, thank you, Miss Poetic-y, and everyone. Thank you for all of that. So how has your week been, Miss Poetic-y?
Oh, eventful. And yet productive.
Well, that's always a good thing. Always a good thing.
Yes.
I know it's been a long week, it feels like, and it's just Wednesday.
But it's yes, been a long week today already. Is hump day.
Yes, definitely. It is. Yes, it is. I guess with that note, you know, we should listen to like a little bit of music just so I can get myself.
All right. All right. Sounds great to me. It's nothing like some good old music.
Rising, I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place.
Okay, okay. Welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire with Reasons. All right, now, I know my co-host, Ms. Poetic E, is bursting at her seams tonight. I think she has something she wants to share with everyone, too. So with no more to do, Ms. Poetic E, the floor is yours.
All right, Strong Island. Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. I'm going to read one of these pieces. I don't think I've read this one on the show from my book, Romantic Poetic Excursion, Erotic Excursion Splashes. It's entitled Chocolate Drink. A tall, statuesque Linux flute filled with deep, dark, expensive Godiva chocolate and ice cream covered with whipped cream and all the other trimmings in between. I didn't know what to do, sip it, dip it, or lick it. All I knew, it was no surprise. It was pleasant to my eyes, soothed my deepest desires inside. The darkest shades couldn't hide the passion I was feeling inside. The seduction was revealing in my eyes. Whatever the pleasure, I wanted to oblige, to pleasure this chocolate drink staring me in my eyes. The strangest thing, I wanted to release my morals, lay down in a bed of colorful flowers, and create a fragrance that this man would devour. All he did was ask me to make him a chocolate drink. My eyes didn't blink, brows in his physique, and all I could do was think, look at this tall chocolate drink. This kind of beauty was extinct. Decked in the finest Armani suit, all I wanted to do was stand up and salute. So finely adorned, smell of fragrance by Ralph Lauren. All I wanted to do was drop down to my knees and blow into his horn, jaws filling with hot air and swelling like Satchmo. No, I ain't no professional hoe with the pimp marketing me for my money. I am a pro, though, at mimicking a hoe, because a hoe can perform and put it on him as a venturous show and have this kind of man coming back for some more. Tall chocolate drink. That's my piece.
Give it up, give it up, give it up. Can I hear some clapping for my sister? That was hot. Poetic-y. Now you know. Chocolate drink, you say? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. I give you three wows on that.
Thank you,
Madame. Definitely a hot piece. I enjoyed it. Definitely. Now I'm thirsty. Thanks a lot.
Talking about a chocolate man, that's all I can tell you.
Well, since you called for him, I'm going to do my piece called Chocolate Man now. You started with the chocolate. All right, now. So here I go with a piece called Chocolate Man. Chocolate Man, Chocolate Man, you know who you be. Come now and drop me to my knees. No need to play hide and seek. We got it covered as I speak. I'm wrapping the chocolate with stars in my eyes because I finally will get my prize. Candy apple, you said to me. Cherry flavored, I must be. Mistaken for a lover of all types, but truth be, my chocolate man is the only flavor that can make my legs shake, my heart race, my mind go into overdrive. Can you feel what I'm saying? I feel just a taste will make you brace for more of the explosion to come from my chocolate man with the big plans, and that is my piece.
All right, Miss Song Island, putting it down.
Thank you much. Thank you much. It's a beautiful thing when you start talking about chocolate. Chocolates are just a good flavor. It's so addictive.
Very addicting.
Bias. I love vanilla too, so.
All right. I didn't know. Oh, wow. Strong Tim, let me put that out there. I like vanilla too.
Wow, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little flavor.
Right? We got to mix it up sometime. Sometime they run out of the chocolate. You know, you have to try those other flavors.
Yeah. All right, when you put it that way.
Oh, okay. Now let me calm the nerve cells. Get too scared away up in here. Oh, but you started it with the chocolate.
You know we have to bring some flavor up in here.
Yes, and I was trying to be quiet tonight. I really was. But anyway, I'm not gonna keep us holding back. I see we definitely have callers that's, you know, ready to go, so I'm gonna go ahead and take the next caller. Caller from the 308 area code, you're on the air with Strong Island. Who's coming to the mic? Hello? Caller 302, you're on the air.
Okay.
All right, I think we lost caller 302. We'll come back to him.
All right.
But anyway, as I was saying, the flavors are one thing that you definitely should not, you know, miss. That's just my thought on that. But if you would like to, if you're on hold and you would like to speak, just press 1 and you'll be put on the air with us. All right. And on that note, Ms. Poetiki, you know me. I'm always ready. Always ready to
all
go.
All right.
And I'm going to actually do another piece called Scandalous.
All right.
And this piece goes like this. Those sexy eyes, those sexy thighs, those sexy legs, wow, your head, pushing through, indicating it is about that time to screw. While this school is still in session, just kiss me, then lick me. These breasts, enjoy the very best of this chest. Freaky mind hitting from behind with madman determination. 1, 2, 3 quick strokes. I almost choke while you squeeze that throat. Handcuffs slapped on, blindfolds tied on, next position is taken up, just so that last nut can bust. Screams are heard from far places, shaking up the man as you remove the cuffs, still paying for that fast bust of your nut. Next time, you will take it nice and slow, and that is my piece.
All right, Strong Island.
All right. Well, thank you for all of that. Let me move out the way so other people can have their fun, too. Okay, caller for the 302 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have?
Hey, how you doing, Strong Island? This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is my first time.
Well, welcome. Double welcome on that.
Thank you so much.
What do you plan to do for us tonight?
I have a piece. It's called POW.
All right, now, the floor is yours, madame.
Thank you. Scuffed knees, callous palms, and lip balm are required for this explicit surrender you desire. My willingness to be your sexual martyr permits you to dehydrate me slowly as you drain from me all of your sweet water. Then water my pussy willow until you hear my lips billow. When placing my waist in suspension for a better taste, you wrap your arms around my torso, putting my stomach in a chokehold as you watch. My knees dangle and fold. With the cuff of my ass exposed and rested upon your shoulders, you polished my pearl with your tongue before you slurped down the succulent oyster. My sweet secretions give your buds new taste, to which you are reminded every time you swallow and hum on my pink gums, while you alternate with pacifier sucks and oral spankings and vicious tongue fucks, but you suddenly stop. Just short of my nut, throwing my pussy into a tantrum, and so I plead and beg for you to fill me with the girth and thickness of, oh shit, and this is getting me freaky and geeking and inaudible tones and orgasmic moans as you stiffen my body with your bone when you bone me roughly. Turning me inside out like a pair of jeans as you unravel my seams just to see what I look like. While I ride you like a bike with no brakes, you guide my hips like handlebars as you grind your spoke into me deeply and switching your gears only to confirm my fears that your dick is gifted, vertebrae contorted and twisted like a blunt, performing death-defying stunts as you double my pleasure with identical tongue and dick strokes for good measure, drilling me like a sergeant commanded to come from my clitoris as my pussy speaks in cadence, and I need more of this, and this assault is relentless, and I have been infiltrated and seized in my own will and spread an eagle across your battlefield. I am your conquest, and you are my conqueror, more willing, your vixen, prisoner of war. And that's my piece.
Woo! Clap it up, please.
Yes.
Barbara, where have you been hiding? How can we find you?
I'm actually, you know, tonight is clearly by accident, because normally on Wednesday nights I'm on another show. I call into another show on Blog Talk, but the host is out. She's out ill tonight. So I was like, I really wanted to spit tonight. So I just put in poetry and I found you guys. But I'm on Facebook, and I have a show also. My first name is Barbara, if anybody listening, common spelling. Last name is Trawick. It's Trawick.
All right. Well, you know what? It wasn't by accident that you found the show. You were meant to be here. You was meant to share your voice with this audience, and definitely you're getting love in the chat room. I don't know if you see it, but you're definitely getting some love.
I
in
do.
The
that Thank y'all so much.
Definitely hot. Please definitely come back again. You know, stay around. Don't run nowhere, you know.
If you have I'm going to hang out. I will hang out.
Yeah, if you have something else you would like to do, you know, definitely come through.
All right, I will. I'll just stay on the line, and you guys just hit me wherever I fall in order.
All right, don't worry about it. Just let us know you want to do it, and hey, we'll see if we can get you in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And thanks again. And this is not your first time, honey. You may think it was your first time. It wasn't. You read that like a pro.
Thank you.
Awesome piece. I loved it. Thank you. All right, now with no more further ado, Miss Poetic E, that was a hot piece.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it was.
And you know that's the way I like
it. She got Miss Kane up here talking about she need a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, we got her flipping in the chat room. Oh, wow. Hey, you know what, Barbara? We loved you. We really seriously loved you. I enjoy when I hear poetry like that. That's what this show is all about. Bring it hot and erotic, or cool us off with some ice. I don't care which version you do. Just be you. That
yes,
is all
ma'am.
I have.
I know that's what
I don't want to be like I'm the only one up here getting crazed with it. So let's hear everybody else too. Well, Miss Poetic-y, I think we need to take a little break because she done steamed up these glasses. Just
all right.
A little bit of music.
Yes, all right now. Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of music.
Mm-hmm.
me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh,
oh,
it's been so long since I've
known. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
Read mine. Know your deep feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show me, and then shall I live.
Oh,
Okay, everybody, we were just listening to Barry White with Secret Garden. Okay, let's get back to the basics. Caller from the 646 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have coming to the mic?
Hey, Strong, this is Vincent. Junebug, excuse me, this is Junebug.
Hey, Junebug, welcome. What are you going to do for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm just phoning to let you know that I have a flare-up, medical flare-up. You know, my shoulder's arthritis is killing me.
Okay.
So I want to excuse myself to all the listeners out there, especially to you. It's a, you know, it's a very serious thing that's going on with me physically, and I have some work that I wanted to share, but to cite, but I won't be able to do it, you know, due to my medical situation that I'm going through right now. But I want to apologize, and I hope you accept my apology.
Your apology is definitely accepted, and you have our prayers for a speedy recovery.
Thanks very much, Strong Island.
All right, so just sit back, you know, if you can, and if not, that's understandable, too. You know, we know we'll hear you next week.
Great. Okay. That's cool.
All right. Well, thanks for coming through.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
All right. Okay. We're going to take our next caller up. Caller from the 302 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island.
Hey, Strong Island. It's Barbara again.
All right, ladies. So what are you going to do for us now?
I have this piece is called Girl Interrupted.
Okay. Do I need my ice for this?
No, see, I don't know. I was trying to figure out which direction did I want to go in. Did I want to go with love, or did I want to go and you know, like really heat it up again? So I don't know. Which one you pick?
Dude, be yourself. Being heated is nothing wrong with it. Trust me.
All right, I'm going to go with this piece then, since you said I'm going to go with this piece is called Cannibal.
All right, now. I'm holding on. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Okay. My lips need to be fed, so present that dick before me for sacrifice and let me start at the head. Annihilation and inhalation is on the menu. You ain't gonna survive this shit because I'm about to end you. With this invisible jawline, turning thug brothers to felines, so feed me, feed me, feed me more meat like Seymour, because I want to see more of you disappear when you lower that dick down into this wet cave, down this throat like a maze. Fuck a deep throat, I got that death throat, that bedridden head, sending brothers to the grave with an appetite so ambiguous, no discrimination. I take them black, brown, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Like Hannibal, I'm a fucking animal. Damn the chain, I'm off the leash. Running through these brothers because I'm hungry. Thanksgiving feast. Time to break bread. Clit lips must be fair, so spare me the small talk and let's get started. Pussy woman in the snuggie and got you telling you love me, but I'm only here for your bone. Cold-hearted, a.k.a. this pussy retarded. Got you making faces. I should be hit with some larceny cases for how I be shaking these brothers down and stealing their nuts. But I just got to know, how many nuts can I bust? Can I get them by the stack? What about on racks or maybe by the pound? After all, they say you are what you eat, and I love that meat. So that's my piece.
Damn. Oh, clap it up for my sister. Clap it up. Okay, Barbara. You wasn't going to do that piece, were you?
No, I wasn't going to do that piece. I was going to do something else. But
you know what? I'm grateful that you did. That was a hot piece.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Definitely would love you to come back again, even if it is by mistake.
Now that I know that you're here, I will be back. I will definitely be back.
Yes, honey, because you just heated up this room. You hear me? There's still smoke and fire blowing up in here.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Miss Poetic E, are you okay over there?
I am just falling back. Man, that doing the producing thing, but is she brought it?
Is she not?
Yes,
is she not?
Well, I'm going to have to get, her to Michigan next year.
You know what I'm starting to love? I'm loving all these new people who's the first time coming to the mic. They're just getting out there. They're just doing the thing. That's what I like. Don't be scared, because trust me, I'm scared right along with you. I consider myself still new, too. Every time I get up here, it's still new to me. It's still a new experience to get up here and just share your voice with everyone. So
absolutely.
I congratulate. Definitely congratulate you for having the nerve and the courage to just even get on the air and to just spill any type of piece, especially the two that you did tonight.
All right. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, she got me speechless. Got me tongue-tied, really.
What is there left to say after that?
Well, I'm going to try to do a little something because she, you know, I'm going to try. I'm going to do this piece I wrote called Secret Lovers.
Right.
Let me get myself in composure for this one. All right, this piece goes like this. You said don't tell anyone about what plan, but man, I'm bursting at the seams. Can I just please? You see, I'm excited about what you plan to do to me. First step, you said, will go like this. I enter the room and you take my coat. You kiss my every so gently upon my lips. Next step, you escort me to my seat, where you take off my shoes. All the while, you start massaging my feet. You pull out a plastic bin, not the average type, pre-filled with warm scented foot soap. My feet are placed inside. My eyes started to roll back. The feelings are starting to come alive inside of me. The third step, you get up and go over to the table where you pour me a glass of some nice Moscato. Feeling real relaxed now, you continue to reach for my blouse. Noticing that my breasts are protruding through, you stop and gasp for a second. Then you continue as you only do. Buttons unfastened real fast, hands grasping for my bare nipples as you lift one at a time. I look in pleasure to what's still to come. Hurry up with all of this, I say out loud. I can't wait for the next step to come. Fourth step, fastly approaches. Is that a bulge or am I mistaken? You look at me, almost losing your concentration. Let's just skip to the very last step. My skirt is off, revealing my lace red thong. Oh, man, I forgot. That really turns you on. Pulling it all the way off, you pull me delicately to your waist, where that bulge we know as dick is waiting to rub all on my clit. Let's not forget we have all night. Just come to me, baby, and let's make it all right. And that is my piece.
All right, Storm Island.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you definitely holding on the line, you want to press 1 so you can blaze this mic tonight. But in the interim of all of that, Miss Poetiki, are you raising your hand again?
Well, since you put me on the spot, I think I could do something quickly here, because I know the time is far, far spent. Now, you know, Strong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to read my piece. All right, I'm ready. Sensual pleasure. I like to pamper myself, examine myself. I sensually describe myself as a mocha chocolate delight, 5'6" in height, plump but pleasant to the sight. My eyebrows are trimmed up, face naturally painted with MAC makeup. Lipstick color, passion purple, brand wet and wild. Nails, manicure, French style. Hair twisted in the African twisty locks. Skin glowing bronze with natural stuff. Silky to the touch. And oiled up, body waxed in all the vital places. Nicely trimmed up. From my Jamaica, a brother can freely sup. My G-spot stays hot around the clock. My lips stay wet at my Jamaica's dot. My nipples hard enough to shield bullets targeting my breasts, I must confess. Sensual pleasures are a symphony of chimes that enhances the mental orgasms in my mind. I want to make love all the time, but only with the man that's intended to be mine. The problem that keeps gravitating to me, brothers from all nationalities keep flocking to me, reciting poetry to me. They want to polish me up like the Red Wings do the Stanley Cup, holler at me wanting to break open my piñata, thinking that's what's up. Nada. Brothers, let's talk real talk. I want to breathe free, no sexual prohibitions. Non-member of the player coalition, I come with no false pretensions. Sometimes accused of ambiguity, but this is my surety. My temple is maintained in purity, abstaining from pleasure sexually, successfully avoiding sexual disease. It's the sensual pleasures that I want to see, but only through true intimacy this can be achieved. So I'll wait, dwelling in the land of sensual pleasures, patiently waiting for the soul that can sensually bond with me, mentally arouse me, ignoring the random brother stretching out to me, eagerly gravitating to the one who captures the essence of me, whose spiritual soul connects to me, who's satisfied and partaking in the festivities of having me. Something from me, glazing me, praising me, fucking me, that's what's up with me. Favor and blessings to the brother that ends up with me. Proceed carefully, because you'll find yourself forever in love with me. And that's my peace, sensual pleasures.
Woo! Clap it up for my sister. Woo! Miss Poetiki. Now, Poetiki, now you know. I love that piece. I love that piece. I love that piece.
Oh, thank you, my darling.
Definitely got to shake my head. Yes, that was definitely hot. Well, if you're hanging on the line, ladies and gentlemen, and you would like to come and share your voice with us, please press 1. And you will be put on the air, so we'll know you're ready to go. And in the interim of all of that, Miss Poetiki, I think we should do, matter of fact, what's going to happen is I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do another piece real quick for everybody. And it's going to be called Remember. Okay, and this is how this piece goes. R for writing. E for enjoying, M for marvelous, E for energized, M for man, before, ejaculating, really? No need to continue to lie. Your eyes are giving you away. This is no ordinary day. Bragging is not too cool. Just to have the man come, I show you how to give him some. Long, overly vivacious, exceptionally lady, yearning for continuous fucking of this wet, did I say wet coochie? This is left seeking his thick, oh so thick dick that makes me come real quick. Just forget about that dick was mine first, but you wanted to try to satisfy your thirst. No ride or die chicken you, only this great front and back ride him every which way and loose. All sense of emotion with every motion of your humping and then pumping. My coochie with that thick stuff after busting multiple nuts. Ah, I'm so done right now. And that is my piece. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, Miss Strong Island.
Thank you, everyone. Well, I'm not going to hold the floor any much longer. I'm going to go on and take...
forever for that question, I'm on.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, let's get to the next caller because I know they're waiting patiently. Caller for the 513 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
How you doing tonight? It's Romeo D. Natty.
Hey, Romeo. Thanks for coming through. What are you going to do for us tonight?
This piece is titled Tonight.
All right. The floor is yours.
Okay. I ask that you lend me your ear. So I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Yes, yes, yes. I would enjoy making love to you. Looking into your eyes, stroking your smooth skin until that sends a tingle through your spine. But tonight, I want to fuck. I want to grab you from behind with my right arm across yours. And my left hand give me access to your delicate neck and shoulders. To be kissed, nibbled, and softly bitten until you can't stop yourself from reaching behind you to grab for my thick dick. While my right hand slow and steadily elevates to squeeze your breast. Yes, yes, yes. I would enjoy making love to you. Unbuttoning your blouse to give you a gentle yet firm massage, but tonight, I want to fuck. I want to kiss and playfully bite your bottom lip before I guide you down to your knees so you can pull out my dick, kiss, suck, and choke on it until I'm rock hard. Yes, yes, yes. I wouldn't just make a love to you. Laying you on your back, slowly taking off your pants while you silently guess how I'm gonna please and pleasure you all night long. But tonight, I wanna fuck. I want to throw you on the bed, spread your legs apart, and watch as the bell head of my dick slide through the lips of your wet pussy, just as smooth as your mouth, caressing my dick. Yes, yes, yes. I would enjoy making love to you, exploring your body with my eyes, hands, and mouth. From your head to your sternum, all the way down to your soft feet, and greasy everything, I mean everything, in between. But tonight, oh, you gonna get fucked. I'ma bury your face into the pillow, arch your back with your perfectly pumped ass in the air, to be slap, popped, and steadied as I thrust my dick through your older bad cheek while you use three fingers to fill in your pussy. Yes, yes, yes. I would enjoy making love to you. Telling you how much you mean to me, hearing your sweet, angelic voice, but tonight, I told you I'm gonna fuck. I'm going to tell you to back this ass up and fuck this dick and don't stop till you're ready to bust. Then I want you to tell me how good my cum tastes when I squirt my hot creamy juices on your tongue and face. Yes. 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 I would just make a love to you. Touching, kissing, holding, pleasing your body and your mind, tasting every inch of your sexiness. But tonight, I want to fuck until I have to cut your ass out for falling asleep. my thoughts.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh!
Daddy, now you know, you just put it down, flapped it up, moved it around, and just, you just blew the room up. Thank you.
It's just my thoughts. Just my thoughts. Appreciate that.
Hey, the visuals that came with
the hot. Oh, my God.
That's
yeah,
what I'm talking about. Wow. Okay, you know what? Romeo, you have
yes.
to you have to be, I can't even say, having you at the end of a show is just not cool. It is not cool. It is not fair to anyone.
I'm just trying to get, you know, smiles on your face and, you know, something nice to think about. That's all.
Honey, you cannot see me, but I'm cheesing from here to there. Trust when I say that much.
That's a sign. That's a sign.
That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Well, I would like to seriously say thank you. How can people find you, you know, for those who don't know, you know, where to look for you?
Okay, well, everybody that might have came out or missed it, I had a poetic segment today at 8 o'clock earlier, Eastern Standard Time. On the Black Rose Show. That's at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. I'm on Facebook, Romeo D apostrophe N-A-T-I. Also, you can check out my YouTube. I got a couple videos on there. Mr. Romeo D. Natty. That's one name, no die. And I love the commercial for y'all show. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know what? You always bring the heat, brother, and you did not fail tonight. You brought the heat. You need
thank
to change your clothes
that.
And everything after. So thank you.
Which commercial are they talking about? That's because everybody keeps hitting me up about a commercial.
Yeah, well, I seen the Poetic Network commercial. Then I seen it was two commercials. I seen like a 30-second commercial, and then I seen a little bit longer commercial.
And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, we had those out for a while now.
I'm
glad people
are
starting to find
that. Yeah, I was just looking through, and I was like, wow,
that
was hot.
Thanks.
Then I told a couple people. Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, because a lot of people were hitting me up on Facebook about it, and I'm saying, what commercial are they talking about? Because I know that one's been out for
okay,
a year.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know how long. Actually, I just seen it, and I was like, wow. Told China Blue about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate
that. Oh, no doubt. I like what y'all doing here. Yeah,
all
I was trying
right.
to make it. I was like, dang, hurry, let me get back. I had to charge my phone up, so I was able to get through. Appreciate y'all.
Oh, we appreciate
all
you.
Right.
When I say that, yes, we do. I want to say thank you for coming through tonight. You know, we basically time, you know, we at that time and moment. So I really want to give a shout out to everyone that came through tonight. Barbara Trowick. You did your thing, sister. You did your thing. Denatti, you gotta look her up. She's a hot sister on the rise, let me tell you. Definitely she did her thing. Definitely give a shout out to Miss Poetic E for doing her little thing. Oh, she held it down. As awesome. To all the guests in the chat room, definitely thank you for coming through. For all the guests on the line, thank you for listening in. And again, thank you for if I forgot your name, please just forgive me. Denatti just messed me up mentally, and I'm still trying to recover from that. But I still would like to say thank you to everyone, and we will see you next week at the same time, Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock, the same station, dial in or log in or do them both, and we see you. Have a good night, everyone.
could do. We were young and we knew when our eyes were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. What used to be happy was sad. We would never need love was strong for so long. Never knew that what was wrong. Oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had.